Page 176. E. Capital punishment.
Breaking the law is not considered acceptable in any culture. Regardless of cultural and religious differences, all societies need protection against criminals. As a consequence, some kind of reaction to criminal conduct is necessary, both to protect public and private property and the lives of citizens, and also to show the general public as well as criminals that crime does not pay. There is enormous variation from country to country in regards to how severe punishments should be. However, there is an important dividing line between countries that practice capital punishment and those that do not. Although many countries have abolished the death penalty in recent years, it is still being practiced in 68 countries and territories. In the majority of these countries, capital punishment is mainly applied to crimes such as murder. In some countries, however, people are executed for theft, adultery, homosexuality, or renouncing the prevailing religion of that country. Opponents of the death penalty argue that no man has the right to take lives and that killing a criminal is barbaric. It is often argued that the death penalty is state-run murder and that it is a criminal act on the same level as the one carried out by the convict. One of the strongest arguments against capital punishment is the possibility of miscarriage of justice. Many claim that innocent people have been executed. The legal system is not perfect in any country, and occasionally the wrong person is sentenced.
Methods of execution vary from country to country, but the most common are shooting, lethal injection, hanging, electrocution, and beheading. A few countries also practice stoning. In 2013, most official executions took place in China, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and the United States of America. 32 states in the USA have the death penalty, although a number of them rarely apply this sentence.